Welcome to the Day One Podcast.
Welcome.
Who are you?
I'm Savannah.
Adia, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What a long journey it's been.
Look, you're so good at this.
I don't know how we got here, but we hope you stay tuned.
Well, I could tell you how we got here. For anyone who is really interested in how we did get here, we were orientation leaders for our medical school class. Well, I guess for the class below us.
Yeah, the admin saw us and said, chaos, chaos, yes.
They said, you two need to be with each other.
Yeah.
I think it was magic since then.
Yeah, and also federal work study.
Okay, that part. I'm not going to lie. I didn't mind that part at all.
Same.
That part was good. Same. We were masking, though. Do you remember?
Yeah. Wow. Oh my god, we pretended to be normal at Chipotle.
We pretended to be normal at Chipotle.
Yeah, I have the picture. We sat like right at those tables, like right at front, and we ate our Chipotle, like all nerdsy, all cutesy.
Oh, is this like, when I had the San Pellegrino and you were like San Pelli or something? Oh, yes. What the Pelli?
Yes, with the Pelli on. But you want to know how we really became friends? One day.
Please share.
At like 6 something or 7 in the morning, I walked into the commons, the offices where we were not enslaved, but something close.
Sure, shackled.
And all I hear is rap lyrics at the printer.
Sam Ortiz, if you're listening.
No, it was not Sam Ortiz.
No, he was there when I did this.
Oh, one day. Anyway. And who did I see? My dear best friend.
It could be me. It may have been me.
It was you. What were the lyrics that you were rapping?
Hi, my name is Gucci Mane. I'm addicted to everything.
And I was like, pardon? It was almost the same reaction you had when I started singing Fireflies by L-City.
No, it wasn't Fireflies. It was Vanilla Twilight.
Oh, even worse. You're like, you know this song?
It was okay. That's not racially charged.
No,
that was just me being surprised that anyone in this world knows Vanilla Twilight by freaking Owl City. Okay, but yeah, that's how everything came to be.
Thank you to Gucci Mane.
Oh, he's addicted to everything.
Oh god.
And now we sing SpongeBob AI.
Yes. Do gangsters cry? Or can they?
Can gangsters cry? Can they?
We don't know.
We may never know. Actually, the answer is yes, right?
Yes.
Gangsters can cry.
Yes, because underwater, no one sees a tear.
That is insane. That is insane.
The lyricism. The mastery.
It's just phenomenal. I give it an excellent with honors grade.
Pleak! Not the EH.
EH, excellent with honors. For anyone unfamiliar with our school's grading system, it's top notch.
It's top tier.
It's top tier. It's top tier.
They did their big one with that one.
They did. That was the big one.
It was very statistically inaccurate, as half of our class got, but hey.
And that's to be unpacked in a later episode.
The Hunger Games of medicine.
You know, I don't think there are enough podcasts like this where people will just talk openly about their medical school careers and their lives outside of that and within that and how they're so intertwined.
Because
no one's talking about this.
They're scared of ending up like Princess Diana.
That's an Ice Spice song too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind ending up like the song.
You know I'm talking about the tunnel. So, you know.
Well, good news for us listeners, or our listeners, if you will. There are no tunnels in Albany. There are no tunnels in Albany.
There's just that weird parking garage, like, underpass by the egg.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I am going to count that, because I do think that that's
I think that's enough.
That's a nefarious
I think
looking.
That's enough.
I think there have been some incidents in there. I don't know about that.
I think
that.
So, too.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's right next to South Pearl.
Intriguing. Man, what do people keep talking about?
I don't know. I'm like, are you people schizotypal?
They have to have magical thinking, man.
Very magical.
I mean, I would consider myself a magical thinker.
There's like positivity, which I believe you have. And
thank
then
you.
There's Haldol Plus, you know? There are people that need a nice rivers and we need to unpack that as a team, you know?
Yeah.
I think we should be having more rivers on people. Give our friends across the street at the law school something to do.
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot. The way that our, like, little grad school situation is set up, we have the pharmacy, we have the school of law, we have the school of medicine, we have all kinds of other stuff around us. There's no collaboration.
None. Much like... Where's
the collaboration?
I mean, where's the collaboration in the hospital itself?
There is like, a divisive nature to medicine.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, if you've ever watched The Hunger Games, like, medicine really is like that. Like, who's District 12? Which specialty is District 12? What is that, family med?
Right the heck out of this. Why is family... Can you explain that? Why does family med have to be District 12?
Because District 12 doesn't get the funding they deserve, but, like, they have a lot of heart. And Family Med is carrying that goddamn hospital.
You're right.
Every year they get got when they have to do all our VSLO immunizations.
Oh my gosh.
It's just them. Employee health doesn't do it. Employee health acts as if a calendar isn't 12 months in a row with that cycle.
You're absolutely correct. And okay, can we go back to the other side of it though? District 1 is like the capital, right? Or is or is the capital separate from District 1?
I think that is.
It is the capital. Okay. So who is that, though?
That's
who
surgery.
Is, like,
at... That's surgery.
GenSurg?
No. The entire department and all its special...
I think GenSurg might be District 12.
Oh, no.
She left. I don't know where she went, but she left. Did I say something? Was it something I said?
When you were right, it was... I could see the scraggly scrubs, some of them with the pockets torn.
It's just a tough life.
And I said, it gives...
It's just a tough life.
It gives District 12 for sure.
I guess some of them, but if you're, like, endocrine surgeon, you're not District 12. You're probably, like, a good, like,
well, then you're the Katniss Everdeen of...
Oh, I see. Rising. You're the Phoenix or whatever she is, rising from the ashes.
Literally.
But we go back. You said surgery, District 1. Let's talk about that a little bit more. Who are the people that are, like...
Definitely plastics. Plastics. Why do you have Chanel number 5 in your res room? Why are there mirrors? What are we doing, team?
I couldn't tell
you. The spray-on deodorant. Are we saving lives or are we...
Or spray-on deodorant.
Are we trying to give life? Like, which one? Which one? Which one?
Which one is it?
Which one is
it? Who's next? Who's also in that top tier of, like...
Of magical thinking.
Of magical thinking. You know what? I'm not going to put EM up there. EM is like somewhere towards...
No.
Those like...
If
those
they're not District 12,
districts.
They're 11.
They're 11.
They are...
Again, underfunded, understaffed.
Yes. I mean...
Fighting. They're scrappy. They're scrappy, but they're so
good. The smells of the ED. The bloody blankets in the corner.
We're going to need some guest stars.
We're
going to
get fined.
We're going to need some guest stars.
We're going to get fined.
No one's getting fined. Well, someone's going to cover that. There needs to be like a new clause under our like malpractice insurance. It's like,
they cannot
get
arrested.
If you have two idiots who speak on their wannabe podcast, it's just them recording themselves talking.
Yes. Yes.
You know... I think we're gonna have to go like unpack specialty by specialty at some point in time.
Yes.
It may not happen today, but like at some point in time. And you know, I will say like there's a disclaimer. We only know as much as we do about our own, and then like the rotations.
Correct.
We haven't gone in depth. Into
I cannot
anything else.
Unpack ortho.
Right. So okay.
I have to plead the fifth.
Full disclosure: like she's ortho, I'm radiology. We're not gonna be talking about ortho radiology. That's
ever.
Just, like that goes against. Like some form of law.
Yes.
Some type of law.
Correct. Our secret society.
Those ones
blood
have to stay
pact
with us.
That we made.
Those ones have to stay with us. And that's why we will be talking about everything else. And any guest star we bring on is happy to talk. I think
they can do it.
They can certainly talk about what they want, but and they can talk about us.
And
I'd be happy to hear what
exactly.
They have to say about us.
And I will not yay or nay.
Absolutely not. I'm not. I'm
poker
not gonna,
face.
You can't see our faces.
Exactly.
They're certainly. Okay, they're not poker faces right now, but they will be at some point.
Poker voices.
It's a poker voice. You can't even tell. You can't even tell.
Boom.
Is it AI? I don't know.
Mm?
Whose voice is it? Can gangsters cry? I don't know. I don't know.
That
That's right. Yeah. Chew on that for a little bit.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Which specialty should be first?
Maybe we should leave that up to our listeners to decide. All three of our listeners.
All three of our listeners. You, me, God.
Oh, goodness. Thank you.
All three.
Happy he's listening.
Yeah.
At least we have one.
Yeah.
He's real for that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
There has to be another person. You know.
You know.
Something happened in that silence, and we're going to let that silence be.
I'm sorry. Don't put me in timeout.
Now, why would you say it like that? It's just. I think something else that we need to talk about is, like, the amount of inside
jokes
that exist in medicine and between people. And I don't know if that's just because, like, we're best friends, but, like, how does that come about? Where do we even find the time to make those jokes? Like, I feel like I've amassed a million inside jokes over the past, like, 4 years. But
yes,
if I try and speak them out loud at, like, the Whole Foods, people are going to look at me like I'm crazy.
Correct. Because we are. We're not allowed to go outside often.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And it's probably for the best.
It's for the best that you never speak to a healthcare worker.
What happens when we do go outside?
We turn to Foolios.
Foolios.
Ask the bars of Albany. We've been tearing it up all week.
It's, you know.
My GI tract is screaming.
Well, you know.
I feel like I have Crohn's.
Don't say that.
I feel like I have Crohn's.
Yeah, watching. And this is no shade at all because I'm one of us. But watching us all as medical students,
correct,
soon to be doctors, interact correct with each other.
Sad.
And then interact with the community at large. This is something I'm trying to understand. Is it this, for lack of a better word, interesting?
Yes.
Specifically because it's upstate New York? Or yes. Is it because the way that we are?
I think it's the way we are. As that beautiful woman last night.
Oh my gosh, that angel.
Who laughed at how awkward we all were trying to socially interact with each other, which is just sad beyond belief.
Yeah.
She said we need help. She said she's never seen people try to touch each other and just, like, not succeed at all.
Or just talk. It was just...
Yeah. She said it was funny to watch.
I do think she was hurting for us a little bit.
She was.
Good woman.
She came straight to the bathroom to give us advice.
She did. She was a girl's girl.
She was. Gorgeous.
Very beautiful.
So kind. Yeah. Still laughing.
Shout out. Shout out.
Saw her outside of the bathroom.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's...
She had her back turned that time, though. I think she was ready to...
Yeah, she...
Leave us all, but
she found a man. She had accomplished her mission, and our colleagues... We're still attempting to say something other than, so what rotation are you on now?
Stop that.
I'm sorry.
Stop that. I'm allowed to ask what rotation someone's on.
They've now morphed to showing each other their new residency schedules.
Oh,
minted.
Cool. Oh.
I said, wow.
We love our work. Is there something so wrong about loving our work in our day-to-day life?
No, because we found love in a hopeless place.
Rihanna did not know what she was talking about. She did not know that she was referring
to healthcare in America.
Healthcare system. Well, okay. Now, speaking about that, do you think our healthcare buddies, our PAs, our NPs, our nurses, our nurse anesthetists, like all these people, do you think they are going? Well, this I want to hear from them. Do they go through what we're going?
No, they're normal.
So it's just us.
Yes. I mean, maybe I'm not being collaborative here. I'm just assuming. Maybe they struggle.
Maybe they do. I don't think I've seen them struggle. But then again, all I'm around is us.
I mean, they're all married. Beautiful rocks.
Beautiful. Oh my God, those rocks.
Kids, vacations.
Those rocks are amazing.
Outfits. And then there's us.
Right.
Struggling to say hello and talk about something other than work. And if you think about like my dating life, I mean, wow.
Expand on that for us.
You know, my lackluster love life, where I used to do dates and we would
do Anki cards and rush to see who could answer the question first, because that really builds.
Ladies and gentlemen, really et builds the tension. This is the life. This is the life. Weren't you wondering, weren't you doing Anki last night? You were saying you were thinking of doing Anki.
Oh, yeah, I was going to Anki in the club.
That is how bad it gets, friends. That's how bad it gets that we're sitting there and Savannah says, I'm going to pull out Anki and do Anki and let it be known that is what cheered us up. We were having a bad time.
We cheers to that.
We were having a bad time. And then she says, I'll pull out Anki, and both of us say, you know what? That is something we can depend on to make us happy and smile.
Well, it's sexy, Anki. It's anatomy. It's closest we're getting to a human body, so.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's whatever brings us joy in these trying times, what the hell escape.
And what the hell on. So, next time you're in a hospital, look around. Really assess the social interactions you see going on.
There's so much to see. There's so much to unpack. Like, if you could be in a clinic setting, there's so much to unpack there.
Correct. And it's all in the GSM.
Forget about the OR. It's a whole other underworld.
I can't talk about the
OR. We're not talking about the OR. We're leaving the OR people. We'll let you guys think about that. And for anyone in medicine who's listening, like, you think about the OR.
We know for some of you that was the last time you were bullied as an adult. Some of you still are.
Some of you deserved that.
Some of you needed it.
Let's bring back a little bit of shaming. Let's bring back a little bit of bullying. God. We don't need to be throwing things or bringing up, being disappointments to
our fathers.
Watch it. But, Sometimes
it's necessary.
I'm not gonna lie. I will always side with a surgeon.
Hell yeah.
I love my surgeon friends and my surgeons. They are perfect.
She was gonna be a surgeon.
She backed out. She found something else.
She chose happiness.
She chose happiness.
And wealth. Much like our leader, Dr. Boulos.
Oh my goodness. Amazing.
She.
Talk about an inspiration.
Literally.
Talk about an inspiration.
I'll never forget the day I was talking about my never-ending poverty.
It's never going to end.
Correct.
Well, for you, it's going to end.
And for you, it's going to end.
Sure, but it's not going to end for a long time.
Same. Same. It might take 3 rounds for me to match, but hey.
Don't say that.
It's fine. I accept it.
Yeah.
I accept it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a big part of it is you just need to accept it. Because if you don't accept it, that's when you start going absolutely crazy and spiraling.
Correct.
I'm petting this blanket like it's a, what's it called? Like a Zen farm or something? Yes. Zen garden. A Zen garden.
Yes.
Farm. It is, actually, you know what? It's like probably 3 times the size. It is a Zen farm. It's more like a farm. I'm like pushing the strands back.
Please.
It's very calming. All of us have a little bit of a spectrum-like behavior.
It's like that Black Mirror episode where he took care of the little computer things.
Black Mirror gave me my first ever panic attack.
Do not watch this new season because it will send you somewhere.
Is it that bad?
It's so good that it's yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Who's your favorite? Oh, wait, did they do a new, like, there was a new S.S. McAllister, right? USS, yes. Whatever it is.
Yes, and it's so good.
That is, I think, the one that took me out.
Oh,
no, you know what it was? It was White Bear, I think.
Oh, yeah, that one was.
It's John Hamm, right?
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Ooh.
I can't even think about it.
This season, it was very sentimental.
That's a little. I can't.
I enjoyed every second.
Did you?
I watched it all night.
Oh, my God.
As I was in my mini breakup.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh man, she went through some time. We can't get into details, but it was, you know.
It was sad.
As a bestie, it was hard to see that.
Man.
It was hard to see that.
I lost the love of my life and the love of my life.
Right. You regained both with a vengeance.
Yeah, now I'm like, hey, can I lose the love of my life?
Can I please?
Hey, I was like, hey, what the hell?
Oh, what the hell?
What the hell, y'all? What the hell, Yante? What the hell, Cyrus? Oh, what the hell, Berry?
Halle Berry is a classic.
What the hell, C?
What's that one?
AMC.
Oh.
Helly C.
Helly MC. All right, there's something there. We can work with that.
Yeah. with the DOD.
DOD, can you explain DOD?
Okay, so Savannah is slow, right? Like, really bad with names. Not. Yeah. When I saw DOD, I thought it was Department of Defense.
Which and is I
was
what like, I thought.
I was like, oh, we have Army surgeons here? Little did I know.
We do not have Army surgeons
here. We do
here.
Not. Besides Dr. King.
Well, okay.
Little did I know it was Doctor of the Day. Doctor of the Day.
Is that unique to hear, or is that something that you see everywhere?
I have not learned that yet.
Well, we'll tune back in when Savannah's done her away rotations.
Yeah, because Savannah is the most magical thinking. and decided, because one day she had fun, that she is now going to do one of the most backbreaking competitive specialties known to man. She knows nothing about it, but every day she learns.
It's funny you say backbreaking, because don't you guys fix backs too?
Correct.
Yeah.
We break them to fix them.
Break them to fix them.
Ayo.
Are you the one? Are you secretly, like, pushing people over so that they get back sprains and, like, back?
Correct.
Their back's broken?
Yes. Also, I'm the one, I make sure that I buy up all the salt in the winter, so you slip on ice and...
Oh, she's the one who bought up all the salt.
Yeah, that's how we get all our kneecap fractures.
This is where the debt comes from?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
You guys heard it here first.
Yeah. Winter's slow.
This is crazy. We're getting all kinds of confessions happening right now. This is insane.
Newest conspiracy theories.
I hate to say it. I'm part of it. Because, like, the radiologist is going to get those scans.
Exactly. Hips and knees, baby.
We'll get those scans. You'll read them on your own, but they got to come through us, too.
Correct.
It's got to be a cohesive system. It's very symbiotic.
Yes.
It's very symbiotic.
Go
is
team.
Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're both certainly benefiting.
It's our turn to eat.
Eat what?
Oh, it's like a... East African phrase.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like...
the way she just looked at me, made eye contact, said, it is our turn to eat. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. It's essentially when you embezzle funds and you steal all the power.
I thought you were talking about, like, hospital cafeteria breakfast.
Now that is a topic.
Time to eat.
And what's your breakfast go-to?
I will get those scrambled eggs.
Correct.
I will get those potatoes that have
correct.
Some form of, like, peppers in them yes. also.
Yes.
Which I will argue is the best part of the potato situation.
Correct.
Okay, and then I'm going to be honest here. I do prefer the hash brown to those potatoes, but correct. I can't get a hash brown and another form of potatoes.
Correct.
That's, like, potato overload, and then you just don't feel like eating anything.
And then you're German.
But then, fair, which I'm not.
Correct.
And then, although we've never done a 23andMe, so you never know. There could be a little something in there.
And some other people need to do a 23andMe, but once again, that's another episode.
That's another episode. That might be a private episode. But then, sorry, to wrap that up, the biscuit.
The biscuit.
And I will say this, our hospital's biscuits are never as dry as, like, a Popeye's biscuit.
Correct, they're delicious.
I don't
delicious.
Ever need anything to chug that down.
Correct.
There's no cotton in my mouth.
My tears.
Yeah.
Oh. My tears do.
We already have them, I guess. We're just lacrimating or whatever.
Do you know how sad it is when you get to the hospital so early that you get there before the hospital cafeteria opens?
I wouldn't know, man.
Yeah.
I would not know.
Fun story. It opens at 6:15.
Oh.
Yep. Didn't know that.
Actually, you know what? I did know that because I think one day on some... It had to have been a surgical thing.
Correct.
I was standing there at 6... maybe 05-ish, and they were like, it will open soon. So I just stayed. A group amassed there.
Correct.
And everyone just kind of stood there hungry.
Correct.
Waiting for those, like, little barricades to open. For their turn to eat. It comes full circle. There it is.
You heard it here first.
Well, we have talked about...
Everything. And nothing.
At the same time, yes. I was going to go with the nothing first. But this is so good because now you guys can know what we debrief about.
Yeah, since inquiring minds have wanted to know.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, what better way than to just do it?
Yeah.
Although this is...
Episode 2, what do we eat for lunch?
Ah, yes. So interesting. Everyone's going to really want to listen to that.
Listen. They're going to learn about my less than diverse food tastes.
There's a lot to be said. We're going to talk about people. we're talking about. It's all about people, right?
It's all about people.
It's about who are the patients that we see? Who are the people that we work with? Who are the people that we...
Avoid.
Okay. Avoid. Who are the people that we go out of our way not to avoid and then decide that we do want to avoid them?
Correct.
And then who are the people that...
Make it all okay at the end of the day.
Well, that's like one... That would just be you. And
that would just be you.
Well, you know what? Now we're emo.
Yes, as the Instagram showed last night in the club.
Can we talk about that real quick? I don't know why that deer head was so appealing to us.
It was so beautiful. But it's the fact that we posted the photo as we were in the club.
There's no better way to become influencers than to be share your reality. As it goes on. And with that, we're going to close this out. Yeah. And I promise you, next time, we will have structure to this.
Yeah.
We will have a guest star on this.
Correct.
I wonder who it's going to be, but we'll see.
Maybe Margs with Margs.
Intriguing.
You said absolutely not.
There's thoughts on that for sure. I don't know. We'll find topics. There's so many topics. We'll come up with things.
I can't wait.
All right.
That's all for now. Episode 1 concluded.
Signing off.
Wow. MD aware.
MD aware!